I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right. A 44-year-old guy in Japan named Takashi was looking for a job last month. Dear Lord, I hope that doesn't happen to us anytime soon. Working in radio, it could.
Scary.
Seems like everybody loses their jobs with the holidays, but this guy was one of those people looking for a job, and he was so frustrated with the process that he needed to blow off some steam. Because can you imagine, like, nope, sorry, we're not hiring, or, you know, rejected. That's got to get frustrating. So what did he do to handle that? He didn't beat his wife or anything bad like that. But
well, that's good. Why did your mind go there?
Well, I assume, like, when times are tough, financial. A lot of divorces are because of financial. I figure when
it's like, whoa, that escalated quickly.
When you're broken, you know it, beat your wife.
No.
When you're broken, you know it, beat your wife.
Oh, God. I don't beat my wife, by the way. I love Lindsay, and we're doing just fine. But I just figured he was frustrated. So what he did is he set not one, but two, but 12 different buildings on fire over
Whoa.
The course of 8 days. So he started to become like an arsonist.
Okay. Yeah, there's always a trigger.
You figure, like, if you're going to burn something, burn your old job down. Like, if that's what he's going to, but these actually ended up being just random things. He admitted to police, quote, it was a means of recreation to cope with job hunting stress. He's been charged with 12 counts of arson and for inflicting property damage. Like I said, though, luckily a lot of places were empty.
That's
nobody
good.
Was hurt. Nobody was injured. This, I don't know how I didn't hear about this because we were off for the past couple of days, but this is a Black Friday story. An 8-year-old girl was out shopping with her mom last Friday right here nearby in Anderson, Indiana.
Oh boy, Anderson, we're coming for you.
Yeah, I know. Is that, you know what I wonder too? Been here a little over a year, and you
What's the deal with Anderson?
Well, Anderson, but in general, what is, like, we always read stories from Florida, which I've got a story coming up, by the way, here for the dummy, but where people are just trashy, they're always getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's Anderson.
Like, we know you don't go to Joppa because something's going to happen over there. You don't go to Joppa, but where's, like, the white trash or, like, the Florida... Like
Anderson.
Crazy. Is it Anderson?
It's Anderson. I mean, that's what I've heard. Nobody come. It's what I've been told.
Yeah, you've been told. We don't know.
Joe, I mean, Gary from Teen Mom is from Anderson.
Okay,
so.
then it's got to be Anderson, right?
Right.
Joe and Alex, show tweet us and let us know which one it is. But this happened last Friday right here in Anderson, Indiana. Police don't know why, but this little girl had enough of her mom's Black Friday shopping or something and ditched her mom. She actually jumped into the driver's seat of her mom's Jeep and took off.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
She ended up in a chase with the police, kind of a high speed. They were going like 40 miles per hour, but for an 8-year-old, that's like going 100.
Fast.
No kidding. The 8-year-old refused to stop too. They're like, pull over. She's probably like, beep, giving like a little kid finger or something. They pulled her over eventually though, but they had to box her in with their cruisers.
Holy crap. What? She wasn't just backing down easy.
What's going on with all these kids lately? There was this kid in Ohio that the state troopers chased him for like an hour and they had to box him in.
They're just trying to do hood rat things with their friends.
I know. Why can't we do that, by the way? Why is it looked down upon so much?
Legalize, make the driving age 8.
Exactly. If I can go to school, I should be able to drive. So they were finally able to get her stopped, but then she refused to open the door. She's like, no. So they had to like bash the window. And this,
holy cow.
This girl must have been pissed. She's
Whoa.
Like, Black Friday sucks. All right. And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A 60-year-old woman named Lori in Florida got angry on Sunday when her neighbors let their dogs out into the yard to relieve themselves. Now, I don't know if that meant that they let them outside and they came to her yard to go pee. Or just like she was mad because dogs go outside and she doesn't want to see that.
I assume
like they went to the bathroom in her yard.
Yeah.
Which I'd be upset if your dog dropped a deuce, even if you picked it up. I'm like, no, over there, not in my yard. So anyway, she was mad. So what did Lori do? She responded by going outside, looking directly at the dogs, and started barking. Arr!
The woman was barking? Arr!
She said she made eye contact with the dogs. Like, I'm looking at Alex and producer MYK right now and Liv the Web Girl. Arr, 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 arr! And she just starts barking at the dogs. The neighbor comes outside like, what the hell's going on? Because I guess she knew what her dog's bark
yeah.
sounded like. So after the dogs were done going to the bathroom and Lori was done arr, 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 barking at everybody, she walked over to the house, looked at the neighbor, and slapped the owner right across the face.
Even
bark slapped. So, when cops eventually arrived, because I would call them too, she fought with the cops, and she ended up getting arrested for battery and resisting arrest. But, man, people in Florida, or I guess Anderson, Indiana, are pretty crazy.
Bark slap, baby bark slap.
What?
That's Love Shack. Love Shack. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I have to. The songs come easily when we do a parody of them. Other ones, I'm like, wait a minute. What one is that? All right. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check them out at radio90.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
It's gonna be interesting today. I wonder if there's anything garbage worthy.
Well, yes.
Anything to talk about, Alex?
Not really. No, there's a lot. NBC has fired Today Show host Matt Lauer in the wake of accusations of sexual harassment. Lauer's been the face of the Today Show for more than 20 years. A woman approached NBC execs Monday night accusing Lauer of inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. The woman said that her involvement with Lauer started when they were in Russia together covering the Olympics in 2014. The NBC news chairman says the woman was the first person to ever file such a complaint against him during his career with the network. However, two more women came forward yesterday with more complaints related to him. One complaint came from a former employee who said Lauer summoned her to his office in 2001, locked the door, and sexually assaulted her. She says that she passed out and had to be taken to a nurse but didn't report the encounter because she felt ashamed and helpless and didn't want to lose her job. Variety magazine also interviewed dozens of former and current staff at NBC who said work and sex were intertwined for Lauer, who developed a pattern over the years of inviting women late at night to his hotel room or his secluded office at the Rockefeller Center. In one instance, Lauer reportedly summoned a female employee to his office and exposed himself to her before reprimanding her for declining to engage in a sexual act. Lauer's former co-host, Savannah Guthrie said that the news has left her devastated. In a 2006 off-air clip on set of The Today Show, Matt Lauer comments to co-host Meredith Vieira saying, you'll hear. So the mic picks up on him saying he doesn't know he's being recorded. Pretty sweater, keep bending over like that. It's a nice view.
And I can't believe, like, I guess I believe it, but I can't believe somebody would say that. Like, we kid around and we do stuff all the time here on radio and in the Joe and Alex Show. Never would we say something like that. And if you,
I mean, I might
say
it to you.
Of course. Well, it's nice. Here. let me unbutton one more. You like chest hair. Nothing wrong with that. You can look.
The view's nice.
Hey, MYK over here.
And then Katie Couric appeared on Watch What Happens Live in 2012 and said that when she was Matt Lauer's co-host on the Today Show, he did this to her, which annoyed her.
You co-hosted the Today Show with Matt Lauer for 15 years. What is Matt's most annoying habit?
He pinches me on the ass a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of awkward now that we know what we know. Also, a California woman claims a man living in L.A. leveraged his power over her while she worked for him, raped her, and then exposed her to HIV.
Ugh.
TMZ reports that the man is a big celebrity. The woman is listed as Jane Doe in the lawsuit, and she's suing a man listed as David Doe for sexual battery and assault. The woman says that she worked as a part-time personal assistant for the man. She says that she was a vulnerable single mother and worked for him part-time. He mistreated her both physically and sexually, and she claims the man made her engage in unwanted rough sex, ignored her request to stop, and belittled her by laughing at her protests and spitting on her.
My gosh.
We don't know who it is.
Do you have a guess? Like, who do you think it might be?
No. Like, I know that Charlie Sheen, like, exposed a bunch of people to HIV, but it's obviously not him because, like, we already know that, so I feel like she would have named him. So the fact that she's not naming this person, it's somebody we don't know.
Whoa. Reminder. Tiger blood. Adonis DNA.
You sure?
It's not
you.
Him.
Booger blood.
It's not booger blood.
Poo-poo DNA.
Not poo-poo beat DNA. No. James Corden asked Kelly Clarkson to sing Silly Things to prove her voice can make anything sound good.
As I think you've got a voice where you can make anything sound good.
Oh, I mean, I try, but it doesn't always. I can promise you that.
What if you were to sing, do you want the receipt or shall I put it in the bag?
Do you want the receipt? You can put it in the bag.
That makes me laugh. The former commanding officer of the Church of Scientology Celebrity Center Network is opening up for the first time to reveal what she calls the down and dirty tactics used by the church to hunt and hook in celebrities. She says celebrities are called raw meat and the church used to hunt and hook them. She said that Demi Moore, Sean Penn, Sylvester Stallone, and Brad Pitt were all seen as top-rated raw meat at the church, and they went after them, but they weren't able to land any of them. The woman added that the leaders deem Tom Cruise their biggest trophy.
See, I figure them to be vegans, but it's interesting. They actually like the meat.
Raw
so there,
meat.
There you go.
Miley Cyrus released a country-sounding version of Sleigh Ride exclusively for Spotify.
Look at producer MYK Kate is bobbing his head along to some Miley right there.
Sounds good.
Love. It is good.
Beyonce has the most liked celebrity Instagram of the year. The photo Beyonce posted in February that revealed she was pregnant with twins has gotten the most Instagram likes of 2017 and of all time, with 11.7 million likes. And Jay-Z admitted for the first time that he cheated on Beyonce, saying that his tendency to shut down emotionally led to the infidelity. Describing how he has been raised to put on this shell of a tough person, Jay-Z went on to say, "You shut down all emotions. So even with women, you got to shut down emotionally so you can't connect. In my case, it's deep." And then all the things happen from there, like infidelity. That is the garbage.
Well, that's pretty big for Jay-Z to say that. Thank you, Alex, very much. You can check out the garbage, radionowindy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, we put it on our Instagram stories later on in the day. So follow us there too, Joe and Alex Show. You know, I've cried two times in my life when looking at my wife, Lindsay. We've been married about 3 years together, I believe a little over five. I'll have to get her on the phone in a second to check that. But the one time I cried when looking at my wife, Lindsay, is when I was seeing her walk down the aisle in that dress. I was like, oh my God, she's so freaking beautiful. And I just, I started like crying and like had to wipe my eyes. It was just a hot mess. Thank God I wasn't wearing makeup. And the other time that I cried, well, it's something that my wife and I, Lindsay, have known about for about a month or two now, but we haven't been able to say anything. And then something happened this past week that we can kind of share some more about that. Lindsay, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, good morning, babe. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to have you on the phone this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show to kind of share. It's really you. I'm really not a part of this as much. It's all you. But I wanted to share some big news. Can you tell everybody the big news that you've been holding in and I've kind of had a holding, because I wanted to tell the world about this when we found out together. What's your big news? What's something that you got going on here? What is it, babe?
Sorry, I'm yawning. this week we went out to Los Angeles to tape Jeopardy because
Yay!
I'm going to be on it.
Yes! Congratulations!
My wife's so much smarter than me.
Wow.
This is my wife, Lindsay. So, okay, you're a total nerd, right? But hasn't it always been your dream to be on Jeopardy?
Kind of, because I am a total nerd, yeah. Because my mom came with us, too, so I'm sure she talked about this to you, too, this week. But my mom watches Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy every night. And so since I was a little kid, like literally as long as I can remember, we always watched Jeopardy every night. And I am a total nerd. So I always wanted to be on it. I shouted answers at the TV like everyone else does, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She makes me watch
it. As long as I can remember.
Like every night, guys, we have to watch Jeopardy at 7:30.
So you started crying whenever you saw her taping this?
Yes, and I want to make sure, I don't want to get in trouble, but you had to sign a contract, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, and like in terms of what I can and cannot say, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and then I can't say certain things either.
Wait, so you can't tell us how much you won?
Cannot tell. We can't tell how much money you won, right?
No, we can't. Can't
no.
say how I did.
Can't Tell me off the air. Tell me off the air.
They've been at all morning. Can I tell them off the air how you did? Or will that break the contract?
That's a no-go.
No.
I'm sorry, guys.
How long do I have to wait to know?
About 3 months.
It's going to air. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to die.
It's like having a baby. You got to wait forever to tell people the news.
I'm looking to see if Joe's wearing a gold watch or anything. He's got a button up. He's got a bigger breakfast than normal. I feel like they won a little bit of cash.
I got a large coffee this morning, guys. That's all I'm saying. Oh, no.
I think I might train myself to Starbucks today.
Hey. I'll tell you what, though. How cool is it to be on, because I was watching in the crowd, but how cool is it to be on stage and the game you watch on TV all the time, to have Alex Trebek, even if you don't watch Jeopardy, you know who he is. How cool is that to come out there and have them say your name on the speaker and introduce you?
It was amazing. Just the whole day and the whole taping experience was just incredible. A little nerve-wracking too, but it was just amazing to actually like walk in and see the studio that you see on TV every day, and to meet him, and all of the crew were just, they're the nicest people ever. They were amazing.
Aww. Did you say that you were from Indianapolis, or did you say that you were from your hometown in Michigan?
I have to admit, if I had gotten to choose, I probably would have said Michigan.
Yeah.
But they make you say where you're currently living.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you would say.
Well, good thing we weren't in Evansville, Indiana, where I used to work. No, I'm just kidding. I love Evansville. It's a great city. But it was really cool to sit here. And, I like the two guys. This is really cool. They're like, Lindsay Pash. I'm like, that's my last name. So it was an awesome time. And so what? We have to wait like 2.5-3 months now till the actual episode comes on?
Yeah, it's going to be on February 26th. Oh. So gotta wait a little while.
Okay, well, you need to have some kind of viewing party, like at, I don't know, some bar or something in town so we can all watch with you.
Advertisers. Hey, this is Joe from the Joe and Alex Show. How would you like to make an investment in yourself? No, we'll see about that. We definitely got to have some kind of watch party, even if it's just at our house or something.
Yeah.
So. Well, Lindsay, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, we'll definitely do something.
I'm proud of you. I know the whole show is proud of you.
And so proud.
Tell them one more time.
Legally,
I can't tell them anything once we go to commercial or a song.
I'm so sorry, guys. We really can't. This contract was like 12 pages long.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying to know.
My mom hung up on me last night. She's like, how did everything go? Because we were in LA for a couple of days for taping.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I can't talk about it. She's like, I'm like, I can't, Mom. She's like, fine, whatever. I got to go buy. And hung up on me like, I'm like, okay.
Savage.
See how it is. All right, Lindsay, thank you so much, babe. You have a great day. And shout out to everybody at, where do you work at now? Finish Line?
Yeah, it's my fourth day today because I started and then took a week off between the holiday and Jeopardy.
By the way, apparently we have at least two listeners at Finish Line, Alex.
Oh, really?
That are fans of the show. So
hi, I really want those new Adidas shoes that are super popular that are sold out in every single store.
What size do you wear?
7.
Is that sample size, Lindsay?
It is, actually. That doesn't mean I can get them.
Well, there you go.
She works at, like, the headquarters, not at an actual store.
No, but she gets... Okay, well, we'll talk about... We're kind of getting off track, but she gets free shoes all the time.
Ooh.
Oh, everybody's... Cool. Everybody, all the girls' eyes is lit up, like I said, Christmas. All right, hey, Lindsay, have a great day. Thank you so much.
All right, love you. See you guys.
Bye.
God, seriously, watching her in the crowd, doing that, hitting the buttons, I just...
That's so cool.
I couldn't believe it. It's so cool for anybody to if that's your dream,
yeah,
something you want to do.
Sure.
She did it. Like, if you're a football player, you want to go to the Super Bowl. If you're a nerd that does trivia, you want to go and be on Jeopardy.
What Joe's not saying is he cried as soon as he saw the dollar amount.
Who's ready for the Joe and Alex Show music battle? Let's get some teammates here, Alex. Go to line number 3 and go to Sam. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex for the Joe and Alex Show music battle?
Team Alex, please.
All right, Alex and Sam got that locked in right there. And then let's go to line number 2. All right, line number 2 is, I can't see the name on my screen. What line is number 2? Who is that? All right. Oh, it's Chrissy. Sorry. Forgive me. I had like a day off and I can't do my job. Chrissy, how are you?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm great. How are you?
Great. You're number 4 on the phone line, but number 1 in my heart, okay?
So, oh, love.
There you go. Exactly. All right, let's get into it right now. The Joe and Alex Show music battle. Our names are our buzzers. We have to give both the title and the main artist. Those are up to a point each. Now, we can guess the theme at any time. We just have to buzz in with our name, and that'll give us 3 points. Sometimes that determines the game. And we can go to our lifeline, which is Chrissy for Team Joe and Sam for Team Alex, one time for help. And
all right.
Up for grabs is a Studio 2000 gift card. $50. Go get your hair done, your nails done.
Main artist and exact song title, all right?
All right. All right, producer MYK, the judge and jury right here. Let's get into it, Alex. Buzz in whenever you know it, okay?
Okay.
Here's our first song, the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle.
I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38. She's mine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past
Alex.
Alex?
Fetty Wap. I can't think of the name of it, but Fetty Wap.
You got 1 point for the song.
Okay. That's the longest we've ever taken to buzz in.
For real?
Joe, I'm gonna tag in early right now. I'm gonna tag in Sam. I'm sorry, Chrissy.
Chrissy
on Team Joe. We know that it's Fetty Wap. Any idea what that is?
No, none.
I'm gonna go Remy Boys. Final answer: Remy Boys.
No, Remy Boys are on the song, but that's not the name of the song.
No, what was it?
679.
I knew it was numbers, and I couldn't think of what the numbers were.
Okay, here we go. Song number 2. Alex got a 1-0 lead.
Hold up.
Alex.
Oh, dang it.
It's 3005 by Childish Gambino.
2 points.
Joe, can I guess the theme?
Sure.
All the song titles have to do with numbers.
Meaning? Give me a specific.
Like, there's always a number mentioned in them, like 3005, 678, whatever that song was. They all have, like, numbers in them.
I'll take that, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
I may not get anything else right, so I'm Crap. Still in there.
All right, game's still going.
And I didn't even know it. Okay, cool. So we're on to song number three now?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Song number three, the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle is... Joe!
Alex.
Joe.
That is Britney Spears, 1, 2, 3.
1 point for the artist.
Alex, it's 3.
Do you like the song? Oh, yeah.
Shout out to everybody who's a Gossip Girl stan who remembers the threesome episode with Hilary Duff and Vanessa.
What? Hilary Duff was in a threesome?
Yeah, and they played the song.
Oh, my God. What's that show I need to go watch? Is it on Hulu or Netflix?
Gossip Girl.
Ooh, I'm going to get into that. All right, going into song number four, producer MYK, what is the score so far? The
score is 4 points, Joe and Chrissy, 4 points, Alex and Sam.
Oh, my butt's puckering. Here we go. Song number four is...
Ooh.
Joe!
Alex.
Oh, God. It's Logic and Alessia Cara, and I don't know. I don't know the whole number.
Joe!
For the artist.
Joe, wait. Oh, you're going to give it to her without... Okay, Joe, it's 1-800, and does it count if she didn't say Khalid, too?
For the exact, the main artist, which is Logic. Oh, okay, she got a point for Logic. Give me the song title, Joe.
1-800.
Give me the complete song
See,
title,
See, I don't
Joe.
Know that.
You want the full thing for the suicide
this
prevention
is
hotline?
What it's listed as,
yeah,
yes.
No, I don't know.
Oh God, I don't know that. I know it's 1-800. Like,
take a guess.
Okay, let's see. 1-800-937-2210.
No, that was an adult line, bro.
Oh, sorry.
1-800-273-8255. Oh. If you're feeling a little down, give it a call. 1-800-273-8255.
Seriously, there's somebody to talk to. All right, cool. So, so this is the last song then. And what is the score then?
5 points, Alex and Sam. 4 points, Joe and Chris.
Ooh. Dang, I thought I could tie it up, but I didn't know the full title. All right, here we go. The last song for the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle is... What's going on in the background? Here we go.
Joe!
That is Beyonce, 7-Eleven.
2 points for Joe and Chris.
Crap!
Joe wins!
Yes!
So Joe won by 1 point. Dang!
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. Wow, what a great game this morning. Good job, everybody. Hey, Sam, thanks for calling in and listening to the Joe and Alex Show.
No problem.
Ask Alex. You can be part of it. 317-239-1009 to call in. But usually you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, like direct message us if you don't want your stuff all out there in everybody's business. Let's see. This morning we still have her on hold. Let's talk to Jane. Jane, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So why did you write us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, for Ask Alex? What do you need help with?
Okay, well, I just want to preface all of this by saying I started listening to Murder Mondays back in August, and it's awesome. I love listening to that segment, and it's refreshing to hear on radio. I never heard anything like that before, and I look forward to it every week.
Thank you.
But it's really got me thinking. Because I've heard Alex and Ashley Flowers saying that there are signs that a child could have serial killer tendencies. And as a result, I've been like kind of beside myself because I'm really worried that my 8.5-year-old son might be a potential future serial killer.
What?
Holy crap.
Okay, well why are you so worried?
Well, there's like a few examples that I'm struggling with, whether it's just kind of a normal kid behavior or if this is something that needs to be addressed because it could cause problems as he grows up.
Sure.
And so I'm calling in because I want feedback as to whether I'm crazy and I'm just completely overanalyzing his behavior or if there like truly is a problem. So like for instance, back in September, you know, it was bath time. You know, he's old enough at 8 and a half that he can get into the bath and stuff like that by himself.
Okay, because I was going to be like, wait a minute, what are you doing giving your 8 and a half year old son a bath? But okay, he took a bath. Okay, clean up. All right, go take a bath shower. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I'll just check in on him and make sure that everything's okay. And so, you know, in his room, he has 3 goldfish and, you know, just like a fish tank. And when I went and checked him on him in the bath, I noticed that the goldfish were in there, and he claimed he thought it would just be fun to take a bath with the fish. But of course there's, you know, really hot water and soap and stuff like that, which clearly isn't good for the fish. And then when he finished the bath, he went to like pull the plug to drain the bath, and he hadn't taken the fish out.
Oh no.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. You're saying, like, is this my son just being a 8-year-old boy thinking, like, I'm going to take a bath with my fish, or is this harm to animals, which is one of the signs of a kid being a future serial killer?
Exactly. Like, I asked him about it, and he said it was an accident, but I'm really paranoid that he was actually trying to torture the fish.
Yikes. Okay.
And then, you know, recently, shortly thereafter, I was making chicken noodle soup, and he wanted to help, which at first I was, you know, thrilled about. And then he insisted on using one of my, like, big kitchen knives to help him chop vegetables.
Yeah.
But, like, it's been an ongoing pattern since then. Like, every time he's helping me in the kitchen, he begs me to use these, like, big knives.
Okay. Man, this is weird because everything that you're saying so far, it's definitely, like, I can see either
but
or.
What is then let me ask Alex, because you and Ashley Flowers bring it up. What's so weird about the big knives thing? Because that's just, like, I think
I don't know.
She should be thankful her son wants to cook with her. Like, that doesn't scare me, like, to chop up carrots.
Well, here's the thing. No one on this show is a parent yet.
I have 2 dogs.
Joe's a dog dad, but besides that, none of us have kids. And so, I mean, these are things like I can totally see how this could be a kid being a kid or like just wanting to help or just like, I want to be big and help you cut, you know, vegetables or whatever for like cooking. Then I can also see the sign of like being infatuated with knives. Like, that's scary. Yikes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like just kind of unsettling, you
know?
Okay.
So what's something else that he's done to kind of wrap this up with some examples?
So his new thing is he likes to sneak up on me. So like the other morning I got out of the shower and he was standing there in the bathroom and like just staring at me.
Okay,
silent.
No. He's a serial killer.
Wait. Well, yeah, I mean, that is a little weird. Wait, were you naked?
Yeah. And that's not the first time. Like, there are other times where I'll be just, like, at the sink, and I'll turn around, and he's just right there, completely silent. Like, he came out of nowhere, and it's not like he's laughing, and he finds it funny to, like, scare mommy or whatever. It's like
he's just silent, standing there, staring?
He wasn't tugging it, right? Because that'd
ew.
Be eight psycho killers. Do you brought up serial killers? Whatever you did, and
I want masturbation is not in the trifecta of your kid might be a future serial killer. It's wetting the bed. It's harm to animals, and it's a head injury.
I wet the bed till I was like 12, so I didn't kill anybody. Okay,
yeah, Jane, has your son had any significant head injuries at all growing up?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that's a really big one. This is crazy. I think we should definitely open up the phones. Like, is Jane overreacting or is she onto something? Her kid really could have some of these serial killer tendencies. I wish that Ashley Flowers was here because I'd love to hear her opinion.
Ashley, if you're listening, 317-239-1009. I think it's just a thing here with Jane that she really likes Murder Monday and she kind of might be getting in her own way.
She's overreacting.
All right, 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Jane, can you stick around because we're getting some calls?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We will continue Ask Alex next, and you can give us and Jane some of your thoughts and advice. 317-239-1009. Could be an overreaction, or we could be like
getting help way before something bad happens here for Ask Alex. Jane called into the Joe and Alex show, and she's concerned about her son that he could be a future serial killer.
He accidentally drained his goldfish, his pet goldfish that were alive, in the bathtub. So she's wondering, is that animal torture? He said it was an accident because he was just trying to take a bath with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's silly and something a kid would do. I don't think he's trying to torture him.
He's obsessed with knives, and he sneaks up on her and is just standing behind her all the time, just staring at her silently.
All right. Jane, are you still there? Let me make sure I got you. Hey, are you there?
Yep.
All right, cool. Hang on now. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media, which is Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook?
Allie thinks that Jane's just being a paranoid mother. And then Stephanie said, just take the kid to a therapist. And then Kate said, Dandy needs to call in and tell how she stabbed a betta fish with a toothpick after a head injury and turned out just fine.
Oh, like her friend did that?
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Way to call your friend out, by the way, too. Have you taken your son to a counselor or a therapist yet, Jane?
No. I don't want to be, like, overly paranoid either.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, let's see if we can get some help here.
Yeah, because that could damage a kid if there's nothing wrong with him and his mom throws him into therapy and he's like, why are you doing this? That could be bad.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a therapist. Maybe one consultation wouldn't be terrible. Let's find out. Jane, you can talk to these people too. Let's go to Brooke on line number one. Brooke, you're on with Jane this morning in the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Good morning.
Yo.
I am a mother of two boys. They are 9 and 11. And if we ever had goldfish in the house, I could totally see my 9-year-old doing something like that. I don't think that it would necessarily be characteristics. I think that, again, the goldfish thing, I think is just, kids. My niece, for example, she's 4. She had gotten her goldfish out of the bowl and was playing with it, not knowing that the fish can't be out of water, So I don't think that he comprehended the fact that, putting them in the soapy water was going to hurt them. And again, I think it was, I think it's just him being a boy. And, the knife thing, my 9-year-old, we're very outdoors people, so we fish and we hunt. But he likes to help in the kitchen also. And it's always like, let me use the knife. Let me cut that up. And, as a mom, it's like, it's kind of, you want him to be careful, but I never, he's always willing to help with those types of things. So
sure.
I think that it's really him just being a boy.
Yeah. And you're a mom with a kid, with a son about the same age. So you're saying this behavior sounds pretty normal to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I had a question. Is he an only child or does she have other children?
He's an only child.
He's an only child. Sometimes I know the standing behind me, my 9-year-old does that too.
So kids are creeps.
And it is
kids
creepy.
Are creepers.
Sometimes you turn around and you're like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. And sometimes I think it's just an attention thing. Especially with him having an older brother. Again, and I have a niece who's a little bit younger, but she's creepy sometimes too. You're standing there like, what are you doing? So I really don't think, again, as a mother, of two boys, I think that it sounds, just like typical boy.
Just normal
boy
stuff
thing.
Right there.
Okay.
All right, cool. Hey, Brooke, thanks for calling in.
That's not helping Jane out.
Hey, we're just trying to figure it out.
Scaring her.
Let's talk to Garrett. Hey, Garrett, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Is this kind of uncommon? You think it's not that big of a deal or what?
No, I think it's not that big of a deal. We've got a little boy, 5 years old. He's not actually mine, but we pretty much call him mine.
Yeah.
But the other day, he's taking a bath and he likes to watch the drain. So like the little tornado or whatever you want to call it goes down the drain.
Cool.
He really likes to do that. He's got an iPad and I've seen on his iPad where there's videos on YouTube of that little drain deal with hundreds of thousands of views. So I mean, the little kids like to watch that stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
We're missing out, by the way, guys. Like we could be making some
bang. Yeah, we are definitely missing out. So that wouldn't concern me at all. And as an obsession with knives at 8.5 years old, man, he's a little boy. I mean, little boys like that should be in Boy Scouts whittling something. They like that kind of stuff.
That is the funniest thing I've never heard of. I mean, there are some weird YouTube videos out there of stuff,
yeah.
But people just like to watch things drain.
I watched a video the other day like 5 times of some guy unclogging like a water pipe underground, like it was like this, I don't know, it just emptied out like a big thing that was flooded.
Gross.
I was like, this is so fascinating. Wow. So maybe we're all just little kids right there. Hey, are you still there, Jane? Because if you can hang on, we can get some more calls. I just got to play a song.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. 317-239-1009. If you got any advice here, she's got an 8.5-year-old son that she's worried could be a future serial killer because of some of the things that he does, but I think she just listens to Murder Monday too much. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. the Joe and Alex Show, and Ask Alex is going on. It kind of feels more like a Murder Monday almost this morning here.
It does.
As we're talking to Jane, she's concerned that her 8.5-year-old son could be a future serial killer. The reason why? Well, he accidentally killed his 3 goldfish. He took a bath of them and then forgot they were in there, and they all went down the drain and died.
I mean, I'm laughing, but it's because I'm in pain.
Yeah, we're hurting for the fish. Also, he likes knives. Like, he likes to cut things up, but he's not. I don't think he's pointing it at her. He's chopping up carrots and vegetables and helping making chicken noodle soup, which is kind of good to have that. But the thing that is kind of a little bit weird or questionable is a few times she's noticed that he just stares at her. Like one time even recently, she just got out of the shower and she was naked, and he's just standing there like, hi, mommy. 317-239-1009. If you can call in and talk to Jane this morning. Also, you can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying here for Jane?
Cody said, I have 2 boys. This is totally typical behavior. Tell her not to stress. # kids are weirdos. # boy mom. And then Madeline also says, don't be too paranoid. Just watch his behavior towards others and see how it changes. And then Kristen said, I'm a therapist, and I would want to know if they're aggressive or showing odd behavior at school.
Okay, Jane, any weird things going on at school with your 8.5-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, I have been getting notes lately from his school that
really?
That he's been really aggressive with kids and, like, snapping at them, and, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now I've turned to the other side. At first, I was like, it's normal boy behavior. Now I'm a little weirded out.
Oh, no. It's officially Murder Monday now. Here we go.
Gotta yikes.
Put in the creepy music. Let's go to line number 3 this morning and talk to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say here?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it's normal behavior. I mean, the fish thing. I have a daughter who thought that it was a good idea to pull her fish out of the fish tank and pet them. Kids are, they're curious. It's what they do. And boys with knives, they want to cut up everything. If he's cutting up furniture or pointing it at people, I would worry. And the staring there, boys are weird. They're creepy. That's just, it's things that they do. And as far as aggression at the school, I mean, I have a stepson that's 8 years old, and that's normal too, because boys are mean to each other, and they want to pick on each other, and the only way they know to do is just fight back.
All right, cool. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to line number 1 real quick and talk to Randy on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Randy?
Hey, not much. How's everybody this morning?
Well, we're contemplating if this is kids being normal, which I think he is, or if he's a future serial killer and we need to watch out.
No, I think the little guy's pretty normal. Overall, I'm wondering why mom let him take 3 goldfish to the bathtub with him. I have several children, and we have some fish, and we absolutely wouldn't let our kids swim with, any fish.
Well, Jane, you didn't know he had done that, right?
Yeah, no, I wanted to give him some independence at bath time, so he got it all settled himself.
I'm afraid like you could kill a fish, especially a young boy, if he ate some beans or something. One fart, that concussion would just destroy him. Hey, Randy, man, thank you for calling in and sharing your little bit of advice. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media?
Ashley said on Facebook, I think the biggest thing to look at is how he reacted to the fish dying. Was he sad or emotionless? Sometimes it's hard to distinguish between mom's intuition and just overreacting.
What was his behavior like when he accidentally drained his fish?
He seemed like fairly emotionless.
Oh, I mean,
he wasn't. Yeah, like I had to kind of prod him as to why he did that.
Yikes.
I don't know, but don't we all process stuff differently, though? Alex, like, I mean, yeah, if he was like, like, whoa, what the hell's wrong with your child? Let's talk to Michaela. Michaela, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
So first of all, growing up, sometimes I would, I'd scare my mom because I would just be standing there. But, like, it was almost my kind of thing where I didn't want to, bug her, but I needed to talk to her. Like, I was kind of just standing back. I don't know. Maybe that's the kind of thing he's doing, although I never really sneaked up on her in the shower. But the behavior I've heard doesn't sound that creepy.
Yeah.
I have tons of nieces and nephews, and, like, the nice thing, they always want to cut stuff up and help and, be a big kid and all that. And the goldfish thing, I think he was curious. You know, he that's his pet. He wanted to hang out with his pet, you know?
Oh, of course, in their natural environment and water. Hey, Michaela, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex show. And, Jane, I don't know. Did we help you out this morning? At least you got some input.
I mean, you've given me some stuff to think about. I know, you know, the therapist that wrote in has got me thinking.
Yeah, here's the thing. So we're not a therapist or any art therapist
not
or anything.
Yet.
But there is this thing with kids called conduct disorder. It's a mental disorder. I looked it up. That's diagnosed in childhood or adolescence that presents itself through a repetitive and persistent pattern of behavior in which the basic rights of others are violated, and they show zero empathy when they do those things. So antisocial behavior, or if you feel like he is constantly persistent in kind of violating the basic rights of others, like at school and stuff, if you're getting these notes and things, that would be a big key to take him to therapy and see if a therapist, a licensed professional, thinks there is something going on.
I kind of agree as far as like, yeah, do some therapy, at least get it checked out or get like an evaluation. I think it's just kind of a young boy being a young boy right there. But thank you for calling in this morning and talking to us, Jane. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you have a good one. If you want to help her out, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, or Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. You can go there and leave a comment. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and a new study finds straight men in bromances often kiss and cuddle. Yeah, let me explain this to you. In 317-239-1009, looking for people out there that got a bro. You got a little bromance going on in your life to see if this is something that you might do. And it says, it turns out bromances are real after all. A new study published in Sex Roles, that's a journal of research, asked a series of in-depth questions. This was to 30 British undergrads, so we're over in Britain for this one. They were sports students to try to find out and discover what straight men really get up to and do with their best friends. The results actually were kind of surprising and suggested that when behind closed doors, heterosexuals, so straight guys, don't let masculinity get in the way of forming close bonds.
Okay, what do you mean by close bonds?
Well, according to researcher Adam White, he said, participants suggested, for example, that a bromantic friend was someone who is literally there for you all the time and will always be there to back you up if you need it.
Okay, that sounds normal so far.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, well, yeah, that's a good friend. That's a bro, for sure. A bromance is between friends whose mutual support is perceived as limitless and unwavering. All of these participants said they had at least one relationship that they would classify as that. So still, pretty normal.
Okay.
Everything I would say, hell yeah, I would love to get me a good bromance going on. Well, here's where it gets interesting. All but one of the men asked, so out of those 30 guys, 29 said that they regularly engage in non-sexual physical intimacy.
What?
I'll repeat that. 29 out of 30 guys said that they regularly engaged in non-sexual physical intimacy.
Which is what?
Kissing, cuddling, and spooning
since
with their best
friend. Since when is
kissing
not sexual?
Well,
kissing would be sexual to me.
I get, yeah, technically it is. Like, I don't look at it like that, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Depends what you're kissing.
Oh, yeah.
On the mouth, I think kissing is sexual.
Yeah, I mean, a special kiss is definitely that. Okay. All but one of the men interviewed engaged in cuddling and spooning their bromances, and most had kissed their bromances, said the guy that did the research.
No way.
He said that some people said things like, yeah, sometimes you can just lie in bed with your bromance, have a cuddle, and just talk.
What?
317-239-1009. Jamie, you are on the Joe and Alex Show.
What's up, guys?
What's up? So, you laughing because you got a bromance or what?
Oh, man. No. I explained, I had a buddy, man, you know, rest in peace, man. He got murdered around 2003. And, when we were kids, I'm something like teenagers. And, you know, we used to play games and stuff like that. He used to put his feet on me and, if I'm on the floor and he was on the couch, he put his feet on me and whatever. And I'm playing a game and whatever. I didn't find anything wrong, you know. I didn't see anything wrong with something like that, you know. If he was pressed up on me, like his back was pressed up on me, and I didn't find anything wrong with that. You know, that was my boy. It was my man. You know, it wasn't no kissing or nothing like that going on though.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, it wasn't. None of that. None of that. But you know, I don't find none of that. You know, I don't find that wrong. I mean, if look, when we play sports, when guys play sports, you know, you slap each other in the butt. You know, like, what type of shit? Come on, what's that?
Okay,
you know?
But that's true.
That's true, but I've always felt awkward about slapping another man on the ass. Like, I've never really felt comfortable doing that. And there's nothing wrong with doing it. I'm just saying, me personally, that's not my thing.
So my senior year of high school, I started hanging out with this group of a bunch of guys and girls, and the guys were unlike anything I have ever seen. They were so close, totally had a bromance thing going on, and it was like funny, like they would like laugh and stuff, but they were totally like kissing each other.
What do you mean kissing? like on the cheek? Hold on, producer Moike, come over to my mic because I can't reach her. Can you come here real quick, please?
You're not going to kiss me, are you?
No. Just
let's
come
just
here.
See how close you guys can get. Like, here's the thing. So they would like, they would jokingly get their mouths like as close to each other as possible.
All right, come close. All right, come near the mic. Okay.
Producer Moike and Joe are very close right now.
Okay, come closer. Oh, you had Coca. Did you drink Coca-Cola this morning? Yeah, I can smell Coca-Cola.
You did Coke this morning. Is that what you said?
Right. Was it closer than this?
Yeah, well, it's like your mouth. You try to get your mouth as close to the other person's mouth without actually touching. They would do this.
Wait, so they would like? Would they look each other in the face? That's
weird. Right. Yeah,
come
they
closer.
Would.
You come to me.
I'll come to me. Beard is like that.
Come closer. Come closer. Oh, okay.
Why are you tickling his beard?
He's touching me. Oh, he
I'm
is.
Just,
he, he's
trying to keep him away in case he tries to go in for the kill.
It is weird. Like I. What do we have, like, now? A good 4-inch separation?
They would get so close, their lips almost barely touching.
And that was
and
a
they'd,
game?
They, and they'd, like, laugh it off. Yeah. And they would constantly, like, rub on each other's shoulders. Like, they just walk up behind each other and start giving each other massages and stuff. And I thought that was the weirdest thing, but I've never seen any other straight guys do that since. And a bunch of them are married
what do you
now,
think
two
about
women.
This? Have you heard about guys having, like, a sword fight? Do you know what that is?
That's super gay, like, in my opinion. You're what? Not doing that if you're not gay.
Like, when you, like,
yeah,
you
know, I know what it is.
The bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think that is.
What?
I've been in a sword fight before.
You have not.
I was younger.
Okay.
Did you win?
Hell yeah, I won.
Let's see what other guys think.
All right, 317-239-1009. We will talk to you next. What you think about this bromance. Is that really involved now? Kissing, cuddling, and spooning? Learning something new every day. I think that's the one thing you realize here with the Joe and Alex show is that it's something new every day. You will learn. For example, we found this new survey, a new study finding that straight men in a bromance now say that they often kiss and cuddle and spoon. What?
And stand around naked together, apparently, in the article.
And we're learning a lot of stuff, but nothing like, just, that's not sexual. We're just bros. Live the web, girl. What are we getting on our social media? Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
So Nick just says, hell no. And then Caitlin says, you need to get DJ, Pauly D, and Vinny on the phone for this, LOL. And then Jordan says, Meant to Be is the perfect bromance song, LOL, dying.
All right, let's get to the phones this morning. Go to line number 3. Levi, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You got a bromance out there, like a good friend?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. And he's awesome. I've been close to them my whole life.
You kiss?
Absolutely not.
What about hold hands?
No, man.
Spoon?
We have like, no, none of that stuff. That's, no. That's a whole nother level. I like, that stuff I think is gay, but
I would kind of, I would agree with you. Like, nothing wrong with hugging your buddy. Like, I think I creep out a lot of the guys that we work with. Like, I know I try to hug producer MYK sometimes, and I think you're a little hesitant when I try to hug you. I know Buster does afternoons. Never. Like,
When did you try to hug us?
I always, when we say goodbye, like, before Thanksgiving break, I'm like, hey, man, have a good, and it's like, all right, pound it. We can pound it. So.
I mean, a hug's okay, but, like, I'm not going to sit there and kiss my dude or, like, cuddle with him. No way.
Okay.
Sounds like you need to work on your emotions there, Levi. No, I'm just kidding, man. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Alberto. Hey, what's up, Alberto?
Hey, man. Gotta say, I love y'all show.
Thank you. Really
cool. I'm a truck driver. I downloaded the app so I could just listen to y'all all the way off road and everything.
Love it.
I love the show.
Wait, are you in your truck right now?
Yeah.
Dude, do the honk thing.
Honk that horn, brother.
No, I can't really. I got a cop behind me.
Oh, crap. Dang it, coppers.
Slow down and let the cop pass you. Okay, so what did you want to say besides that you like the show?
Look, I had a bromance in Indianapolis, Indiana. We cuddled. We used to blow each other kisses and tell each other I love you.
What?
This is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing weird for us. You
know, my whole family and his family, they knew we were brothers. We were friends from high school, and we had nothing wrong with it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Somebody tweeted us and said that this is white people stuff. Are you white?
I'm Mexican.
So is it a Mexican thing?
No. Actually, it's just show respect to each other.
Oh.
So, yeah, okay. But are you a straight man then?
I'm a straight man. I have a girlfriend, and she's perfectly fine with everything.
Okay.
Now, I love
this. Does she know you have a novio?
What does that mean?
A boyfriend.
The Sancho. That's what we call him, the Sancho.
Sancho.
Alberto, man. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Can you honk your horn now?
No, I can't.
Okay, thank you. I love honks.
I always do that thing where, you know, you pull with your arm.
Yeah. Good morning. Let's talk to Jenny on the Joe and Alex show. What up, Jenny?
What up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Did you have a comment about the sword fighting thing I was talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, what did you want to say?
Okay, so my husband, he has five brothers, and he was telling me years ago how they used to have sword fights. And I was like, that is disgusting. What is going on? I thought, he was like, well, Jenny, wait a second. It's not with our members that you have the sword fight with. And I'm like, what? I thought it was. He said it's with the urine.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I did
so
that
I wanted
too.
To clarify that.
I did that though too. I did that like when I was a younger kid. Like, and I'm I know it sounds weird, but like producer MYK. Now, what if producer and MYK? We'd have to do it from behind, obviously for social media purposes. What if we had a sword fight this morning?
We're not putting that on social media.
Does anybody want to have us see a sword fight video? We can do it.
I'm laying the hammer down now.
No, I'm going to go in the bathroom and lay. Okay, it's not a hammer, but I wish. All right,
we're going to stream that online. Right?
Yes.
Hey, Jenny, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. This was interesting, Alex.
I know.
I honestly, I've got bromances, but I think the closest intimate thing I've done is I've hugged a buddy like kind of like for a long time, but I think it's because we were drunk, but I'll have to see if they're into cuddling or kissing.
If you want to share this article with your man and ask him if he does this stuff, I put it up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and then you can comment your opinion there too.
It is the Joe and Alex show, and it is time, even though it's not Christmas yet, to get into the Christmas spirit. You know,
it's Christmas time.
Feel the holiday. Get into it. We're past Thanksgiving, and there's only one way to do that. Obviously, if you want, you can put up your Christmas tree. When are you guys, do you guys put up trees or buy a real tree, or what do you do? Does anybody put up trees here?
Okay. Can I just tell you how expensive it is to buy Christmas decor? I spent $200 this week getting some Christmas decor, and I didn't even get a tree yet. So I'm like, you know what? Screw that. I'm not doing a tree this year. I'll wait till next year. I'm going to buy it like way on sale after Christmas this year.
Yeah, you usually get good
so
clearance deals.
So I put up a few, like literally a couple Christmas decorations, a little tiny mini tree thing, but that is it.
That's one thing. We have our studio decorated, but we do not have a Christmas tree yet. Maybe we get that little Charlie Brown tree. What about you, producer MYK? You got a Christmas tree set up in there?
I haven't gotten anything yet, but I should get in the Christmas spirit, right? At least some lights in the crib, right?
Something, yeah. I mean, I didn't have up a tree for years and years and years. As a kid, I did, but as a single adult guy,
it's expensive because you got to buy the tree, then you got to buy the skirt to go on it, ornaments, lights,
the thing to hold it.
It's got to be a cute little mini skirt, right?
Yes,
for sure. All right, so we don't have any of that set up yet, but we do have something that can get us kind of in the Christmas spirit. And Alex, why don't you explain a little gift that you brought to us last year.
This is amazing. And I would like to say it's a Christmas blessing from baby Jesus himself, but it's not from baby Jesus. It is from Krispy Kreme, aka Froggy Fresh. And it's my favorite Christmas song, and it's called Christmas Song.
All right. So I'm going to leave the mics on right here.
Because I got to rap along.
If you want to sing or rap, you can do that. And you can let us know, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, what you think about this song that Alex just told us about called Christmas.
Turn up the bass.
By Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme,
Moneymaker Mac, a Christmas song.
First thing on my list, go figure.
It's a brand new John Cena action figure.
Second thing on my list, guess what?
It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt.
Mike said, Krispy Kreme, hold up. Mom said, you're
not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up.
That's right, I forgot about that rule.
Not allowed to touch butts until you graduate from school.
But that's alright, cause third on my list is a brand new
John Cena watch for my wrist.
Now we're moving on to item number 4. It's a
brand new John Cena poster for my door.
Check it out, y'all. Item number 5 is a brand new
John Cena car that I can drive.
Well, I can't really drive it because it's too small.
But I could if it was maybe like this tall. Christmas, come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling Christmas.
Come check out my wish list.
Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling Christmas.
Item
number 6 on my list is on lock. Gotta get that super hot
John Cena lunchbox.
So tough, the thing is made of steel. No more using
brown paper bags for my meals.
Item number 7
is like a bite of heaven. I could probably eat like 10 or 11.
Checked up in my stocking, and guess what? I found me
a brand new Buster's Betty Crocker fudge brownies.
Item number 8, Blair don't hate. It's probably the best toy
in the whole state.
An item so hot, it could make the snow melt. It's a brand new
John Cena wrestling belt.
Now I gotta think about what I want from grandma. How about a brand new pair of
John Cena pajamas?
And one thing I want, even though I already have it,
is the best CD of all time, Illmatic.
Everybody! Christmas,
come check out my wish list.
Sing it.
Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness? Got out all my homies yelling Christmas.
Come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy?
That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas.
Yeah!
Krispy Kreme, aka Froggy Fresh.
We're going to put part of that up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, either on our wall or on our story, so you can actually see Alex just going in on that song.
I bet. No, I mean, not bet, but I want us to play that song at least once every show until Christmas.
Well, we can just do it. I don't want to ask our boss, but we can just do it until they say not to anymore.
It's literally the best Christmas song of all time.
All right. Now, I have a song real quick I wanted to play. I don't know if it's on that par, but I heard this before, but there's an actual, like, professional studio quality version of DMX doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, sweet.
Have you guys heard this one?
No.
Check it out. This is brand new. And Joe and Alex Show, tweet us. Let us know what you think about hearing that song, Froggy Fresh Christmas. Here's DMX. Like it so far?
Come on, DMX!
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall, was that the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
Okay!
Yeah!
Had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it close. Come on!
DMX with the
epic
fire right there.
Yes. Sean just tweeted us and said, pretty sure I just converted a couple people to Christianity driving with my windows downtown. Downtown. I don't even care that it's raining. And Erica said, I love Yo Alex Raps going along with it more than just the regular song.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, man, it's the Carpenter, Nick.
What's up, dude? What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that song was hype, but my favorite Christmas song actually was made by one of your guys' coworkers, and it's called 99 Chicks.
Oh, Buster's song. That's not about Christmas, though.
It makes me excited for Christmas. And actually, for Christmas, I want a CD with 12 tracks on it, and every track I want it to be 99 Chicks.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Why do you like that song so much?
Did Buster pay you to say that?
No. Ever since I heard it, I think I was in just the right state of mind at the time I heard it.
Yeah, like high, possibly. Okay. Hold on. Here's a little bit of the 99 Chicks song, if nobody's ever heard it before. It's Buster featuring Rambo and that one kid that said Alex Flowers.
I don't know who I should take home, because there's so many girls here dancing alone. I can't make up my mind which one should I choose. Every weekend it's the same old problem. 99 chicks, but I just can't solve them.
I got 99 chicks, but I only need one. Buy one drink, she go act like she won. Bottles on deck, kisses in her. XO, the alarm just
Do we want to wait till we eat the Buster's
part? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll rock out to this morning. Got a call, these flags. Got a couple that this is Rambo like rapping.
I got a bad one call like a scoop of show back. She from out of town, she said she moved from Atlanta. No way. Used to work at Follies, now she miss Indiana. No way. Now she got a mess, grab the wheel like she been up. No way. Said I got it dripping like a faucet. No Farrah, okay.
I don't know who I should take home, cause there's so many girls here dancing alone. I can't make up my mind which one should I choose. Every weekend.
All right, here comes Buster, who does afternoons.
99 chicks, but I just can't solve them.
Walking in the door, I'm smelling like tank. Looking for a drink, got no money in my bank. If I holler, baby, I don't need your number. It's because I'm hungry and my stomach's rumbling. Buy me a bottle, we can call it even. Chilling up in VIP with my man Steven. But Steve don't know me, neither do his crew.
Who are these shots?
Must have been you. Gotta make a move, I don't have no cash. Grab a couple bottles and I'm quick to dash. Ran into a big girl, it's nice to meet you. She looked at me and said, I'd like to cook an eight. I said, cool, it's worth the stab. As long as you're down to pay my tab. She pulls out the debit card, a bouncer throws me at the bar. I'm feeling like a star, can't wait to do it again.
Well, there you go.
He needs to release a Christmas song.
Yeah. No kidding. That'd be dope right there. All right, cool, man. You know what? Buster's going to be at Red Room Friday night, filling in for Elliot King. You know you're going to hear 99
Request
Chicks
it.
There, for sure. And yeah, join Buster there, man. Free cover when you mention Radio Now 100.9. Let's go to another random call. We'll roll the dice. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Quentin. I'm actually a truck driver myself, and I heard your call earlier. So I figured I'd give you guys a little...
Yeah!
Yay!
Hey, man, I listen to you guys' show every morning. I just want to tell you guys, keep it up. Love what you guys do.
Man,
thank you,
Quinn. Doesn't it feel good right now?
It does.
It feels so great.
Everyone's in the Christmas spirit.
I love it. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Out of town after Thanksgiving, my wife and I, Lindsay, if you missed the announcement earlier, we flew out to Los Angeles, first time I was ever there, and I don't know about her, but she was on Jeopardy, lifelong dream. She tried out as a contestant, made it on the show, and actually got to go tape some Jeopardy. I can't give you any more details about that, but she'll be on the air for everybody to see sometime in 2018, like in February. The reason I bring this up is something that I saw a lot of at the airport. I saw it at the Indianapolis airport. I saw it at the airport that we went to in Vegas. I also saw it when we came back from L.A. We went to Denver. I saw this at every airport, and I saw a lot of them. One was even on my plane ride, and that's support animals. And I'm wondering if you guys have seen a lot of these, too, and if anybody listening, if they have a support animal, what kind it is, because...
I've never been on a plane with one yet.
Yeah, this person had a support. It was a support cat.
That's cute.
Wasn't a dog.
That's cute.
I think it support dogs. And I usually get them, obviously, and we've talked to people about this before, too, but I know people have them, especially like men and women that served in the armed forces and the military, because it helps them with traumatic stuff like post-traumatic stress disorder. Live the Web Girl, do you have something real quick?
I know like 5 or 6 different people in college who all have like therapeutic dogs, but they're not actually for therapy dogs. They're just so they can keep them in their apartments, take them to class,
do different
things.
Oh, so they're exploiting the system.
Yeah, so you can pay like $80 or $90 to get an ID for it as a therapy dog, but they're not real.
But I couldn't believe like somebody going through the airport like with their therapy cat. There were therapy dogs. They were so cute. It was just awesome to see. But I was wondering if you guys have seen people about that. Have you ever been on a flight before with, because the cat was calm. It didn't even really meow. I thought it would be like meow, meow. But I just got me thinking, it's like, if there's so many people with support therapy animals, and we've read these weird stories before, does anybody have, like, I don't know, like a hamster that's a support animal, or like...
Is that a thing?
Like a rat? Well, that's
Are there weird animals that are support animals?
That's what I'm kind of wondering. 317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. If you can just call in real quick if it's you or a friend or a family member. Producer MYK, I mean, you've been all over the place. You ever seen anything?
I lived in a building that was pet free. We moved in there, and I go up. I was on the third floor, and on the first floor, start hearing these noises.
What kind of noises?
Like of animals. And I was like, "What's going on? Are these people like cooking animals or whatever down there?" And then I saw that they had cats, and I was like, "Oh, that's weird." Then all of a sudden, the neighbor next door, the same thing. I got home one day, and was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa," and I was like, "What's going on? This is a pet-free building." And next door, sure enough, she had a support dog.
Do you think it was really a support dog?
The dog helps her cope. The dog helps her deal with things is what I was told. And I was like, right.
People might be working the system.
Well, that's what I hate. Because people, if you need it for support, by all means, I'm cool with you and your dog. I'll let the dog sit on my lap. I don't think there's anything wrong. But if you're just doing it because you're like, "I don't want to pay for my dog to ride this flight or whatever." Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Jenny.
Jenny, you got a support animal?
You know what? I was a flight attendant for United Airlines for about 7 years. I just want to tell you guys, there's a trick that people, they kind of trick the system, like you were saying. Like on United Airlines, if you tell the United Airlines staff that your animal is an emotional support animal, you don't even have to have documentation. You can get them on the flight for free.
Whoa.
I have had a snake and a goat.
A goat?
As emotional.
The goat?
A goat in first class.
I bet the goat pooped everywhere, too, didn't he? Like,
you know what? I think it did, and a big, huge snake, and there's nothing we can do about it because the ADA, you know, laws, Americans with Disability, if they say it's an emotional support animal, we got to go with it.
Weird.
So it's interesting.
What if it was like an orangutan or something? I mean, you can let anything?
You can do it. If it's within reason.
A support orangutan.
Yeah.
But on some of the airlines, that's how people, you know, they pay like $100 extra to carry their dog in their lap or their cat. When all reality, all you have to do is say it's an emotional support animal and you can get it on for free.
Now my wife's going to try to do that with her dogs, Benny and Paddington. Now you said you used to work for them, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you get fired or quit? Like, did the Mile High Club, did that ever happen? What's the deal?
Well, actually, I let somebody participate in the Mile High Club on their honeymoon. I did. I'm a good flight attendant. Yeah, I was cool like that.
Oh, that's my awesome. Gosh. I love it. Hey, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
We're talking about how when I went on my trip to L.A. for my wife to be on Jeopardy this past week, that I noticed a lot of different people with support animals, and then we had a flight attendant that just called in. She used to work for Delta. She said people...
No, she used to work for United.
United. She said people would call in or come on the plane, and they would have a pet snake. One person even brought in a pet goat. Does anybody else have any like extreme support animals like that, or maybe they've seen something? Let's go to Dan this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Dan, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Good. What did you want to say?
All right, so there's a big difference between an emotional support animal and a service animal.
Yeah.
So an emotional support animal is really just there to, you know, give you emotional support or make you feel better.
Isn't that what pets are for, like, in general, though?
I'm sorry?
I mean, isn't that what a pet is? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I love my dog. It makes me feel better if I had a rough day.
Right.
But, you know, a service animal is specifically trained to perform a task for you that will better your life or alert somebody to a medical emergency. And technically, emotional support animals don't fall into the same category and really aren't supposed to be allowed in the same places that service animals are.
And I didn't see these people, but I know what you're talking about. Like a service dog, like if I'm blind, I've seen people where the dog will kind of help navigate them and move. But the people that I saw, several of them, I don't know what they did. I could not see what they would help them with. But maybe there's something else they did.
They went on the internet and put in an application, and then they get a little vest and a little ID and says it's an emotional support animal, and that's all you have to do. But nobody's allowed to ask you. So you can take your just regular old dog and not pay for anything and walk into any restaurant you want and sit down with your dog and say, it's a service animal. And they cannot ask you for proof or documentation. And if they do, they can come under fire from the ADA pretty heavily.
That's crazy.
So you really can do whatever you want with any animal you want and just say, it's a service dog or a service monkey or, you know, cat or whatever. And they can't ask you for proof, and there's nothing that you can do about it. There's nothing that the establishment can do about it.
Dan, thank you for all that information. I feel bad. I'm not trying to mock or take advantage of the system, but I'm really tempted, honestly, because we always have to put our dogs up in a kennel or something if we go away. I'd love if we could hop on a plane and bring them with us to Christmas not have to pay. That'd be great.
Here we go.
Sean, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Your friend has an animal?
there was actually a girl I went to college with. She went there for a year, and it was actually a smaller college, so she kind of was known around the college as service girl dog or service dog girl because she was the only person on campus with a service dog. But the strange thing was the dog wasn't actually potty trained, so everywhere she'd go to classes and stuff, it would poop and pee all over the classroom.
That is disgusting.
The entire time she would be sitting in there. And no one legitimately thought that it was actually a service dog because it would pee all over her. It would pee all over the floor. And she got in trouble because she wouldn't clean it up. She just tried to leave it there.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, who cleans
it? I'd be mad. I'd be so mad. The professor has to go clean it up.
Yeah, she was supposed to. But so what ended up happening was the school told her, if she couldn't train the dog, that they were going to kick her out.
Ooh.
So she couldn't get her. She couldn't figure out how to potty train the dog. So she actually got kicked out of the college for her dog pooping all over the campus.
Whoa.
How do you not train a dog? Even my dogs are the dumbest dogs in the world, and I love them. They're potty trained. They learn that. All right. Wow. Hey, thank you, Sean, for calling in. If you couldn't get through this morning, hey, do us a favor and tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. If you got some interesting thing that your friend or family has, or if you, especially those flight attendants, if you got some unique stories, we'd love to hear about those.